This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 20 people were killed by Myanmar security forces on Saturday after villagers armed with catapults and crossbows fought back against troops with guns who were searching for weapons, according to local media and residents. It's the highest civilian death toll in nearly 2 months. Around 850 people have been killed by the army and police since the February 1st coup, according to an activist group, a figure the junta disputes. Myanmar's army has struggled to impose control since it overthrew elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi after a decade of democratic reforms had opened the once isolated Southeast Asian state. Telecoms operators in Nigeria restricted Twitter Saturday, a day after the government announced its indefinite suspension, accusing the social media giant of, quote, undermining its corporate existence. International human rights groups have condemned the move. The suspension in Africa's most populous country begins 2 days after the company deleted a tweet from President Muhammadu Buhari's account for violating its rules referring to the country's civil war, in a warning about recent unrest. The 78-year-old president and former general warned, quote, those misbehaving in recent violence in the southeast, where officials blame separatists for attacks on police and election offices. He tweeted, quote, those of us in the fields for 30 months who went through the war will treat them in a language they understand. A London-based internet monitor said Saturday it could see Nigerian network data to Twitter was blocked. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.